This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah wa salatu wa alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salam ala rasulillah wa ba'd. My brothers and sisters, I'm sure you have done this already, and if you haven't done it, then it's time you do it. Which is to make your goals for this Ramadan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us about Ramadan. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. الله سبحانه وتعالى said, O you who believe, fasting has been prescribed upon you as it was prescribed upon those before you, so that you become muttaqun. What is taqwa? Taqwa is the condition which is bain al-khawfi wa tama', between fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's punishment and hope for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's reward. That is the position of taqwa. We fear the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but we hope for His reward. We love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so much that we do not love anyone more than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described this feature as the feature of the believers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبَّ لِلَّهِ. Allah said, the believers are those who love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more than anyone or anything else. Now, if that is the case of the believers, then how is this love of Allah expressed? The love of Allah is expressed through obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When a person fears to disobey Allah, when a person fears to displease Allah, because he or she loves Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more than they love anyone or anything else, that is a person of taqwa. This situation, this condition is the desired condition of the believer. To help us to attain that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prescribed fasting. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us Ramadan al-Kareem. So let us set goals for ourselves and say, what are my goals for fasting? Goals must be related to the purpose of the month. So the purpose of the month is to make us muttaqeen. So what are the goals for us to become muttaqeen? So my submission to you is, first and foremost, look at yourself individually as a human being, as an individual, and ask yourself this very simple question: where in my life am I disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Am I disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in my external appearance? Am I disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the way I earn or what I earn from? Am I disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in where I spend my money? Am I disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in terms of how I spend my time? Am I disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the way I speak? How do I treat people? Am I disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in denying people their rights? Am I depriving somebody of their rights through my behavior? Just check yourself individually. And if I find that I am going against the sunnah of Rasulullah, and that is the meter, that is the criterion, that is the meter on which we judge. Am I obeying Allah? How do I know if I am obeying Allah or not? By looking at the seerah of Rasulullah to see what did he do in this situation. If I am doing something which the Prophet did not do, then I am disobeying Allah. If I am doing what he did, then I am obeying Allah. It's as simple as that. Check yourself. And then check your environment, starting from your family, to your business, to your community, to your city and the world, of course. That is big, that's the bite thing. But immediately, myself and my family and my home, let's stick to that. And those of you who have businesses, your business. Wherever we are disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the first goal of Ramadan is, I am going to stop disobeying. Alhamdulillah. I am going to stop disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Instantly, immediately. Not gradually, not over time. Just straight away. I will not disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right? Make this your niyyah. Write this down. I will stop disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from today. Write it down. And then make a list and say, what are the things that I am disobeying Allah in currently? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And then strike them out. Gone, 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 gone. and then pray two rakat of salah and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive you. I ask Allah to forgive you, I ask Allah to forgive me. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.